VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the morning after the first U.S. presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump, the sitting president, and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. The two clashed in a contentious, chaotic exchange last night, trying for 90 minutes to convince American voters that the other one was unfit to lead the U.S. for the next 4 years. They argued over the coronavirus death toll of 205,000 in the U.S., the world's highest. They argued over the integrity of the November 3rd vote and Trump's nomination of a conservative jurist to the U.S. Supreme Court and fractured race relations in the U.S., the environment, and more. Trump disputed a New York Times report this week that he only paid $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016, when he first ran for the presidency, and in 2017, his first year in office. Trump said he paid, quote, millions of dollars, but Biden claimed Trump pays less tax than the average school teacher. Trump said he paid mostly they insulted each other with name-calling and personal attacks on a debate stage in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden called Trump the worst president America has ever had. Trump fired back, saying that if Biden takes over next January, there'll be a depression like no one has ever seen because of the Democrats' plan to raise taxes. Meanwhile, Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign, as the United States is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call on Wednesday. Peskov added that Russia doesn't want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene in the election process. He said that Russia has never and is not going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U-